on to theticket.com to sign up to play in the 10th annual Coors Light Gentlemen Miller Open, September 24th at the Doral Tesoro Hotel and Golf Club. Brought to you by AT&T Wireless, North Texas Nissan, and Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
It is 6:16. Good evening, everybody. This is Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You're listening to The Hard Line. I would be Mike Reiner.
I would be Greg Williams.
And we are out here today at Texan Station inside the Gaylord Texan Resort out here in Grapevine. Hard by Grapevine Lake, as a matter of fact. We've got about 45 minutes or so left in the presentation tonight. Back at the mothership is the Cobra, Danny Paul, Kevin Scott with the Ticket Ticker, Psycho Dave at the helm, Barb Smith with Trafico Trafico, Rick Honeycutt at the barbecue pit, Miss Fugazi at the service elevator, and Dave in acquisitions. And we got the ranch report with Mickey Spagnola on the way as well. Right now, though, it is 6:16 on the ticket. 241 people live.
Community quick hits.
We'll take it.
Community quick
hits. So awesome.
One more time. I don't know how many.
241 people live.
Oh, we're dropping.
Now you stayed the same.
Oh, we did?
Flat, yeah.
Oh, good.
Community quick hits. Not bad when you stay the same.
Holding steady at 241.
Yeah.
Damn show.
Well, it is time for Community Quick Hits. And here, once again, is Cobra.
Deep Ellum, thank you, David. Deep Ellum is taking it in the shorts again.
Deep Ellum is turning into a very, very dangerous place to go.
Early Sunday, there was a shooting on the Malcolm X... what's that confluence? Malcolm X Main confluence, or Elm confluence, I guess.
Like
a group of four people were walking on Malcolm X near Elm when a red pickup truck and a gray Toyota Camry stopped on the street about 3 a.m. Seven men got out and tried to fight the four who were walking.
What time was all this taking place again?
3 a.m.
Okay, just wanted to note that.
Why aren't the streets cleaned by then?
Someone in the group shot one of the guys in the foot, and another one in the arm and the leg. So since March, March, April, May, June, July, August, 6 months, not even 6 months, two people have been killed, 11 others injured in shootings, stabbings, and beatings.
Wow. One paralyzed.
Yeah. Yep.
By the way, I'm still getting a lot of email on that. Are we still working on that?
We're working on it.
By the way, okay. I'm glad you brought that up. And then we're going to get back into Deep Ellum and the peril that it's just ridiculous these days. This is the first big fundraiser for David Cunniff, the guy who was paralyzed at the Gypsy Tea Room after the old 97 show. This is a race. It is not really a race. It's kind of like a fun run.
5K run, right?
Yeah, it's a 5K run. And it's going to be September the... she's Louise. Why is it not on here? Oh, here it is. The race starts at 7 p.m. on September the 2nd.
Where?
7 p.m. September the 2nd. It's $20. You can register at Legal Grounds, which is a coffee shop at 2015 Abrams.
Abrams and Gaston, right next to
Abrams
Scalini's.
Yes, it is, right down there.
I've got $20.
Yes.
$20, Legal Grounds, 2015 Abrams. Starts at 7 p.m. on September the 2nd. You'll get a T-shirt, it's designed by the Art Magnet students, which I believe is where his kids went to school.
Hmm.
And it's called the Race Down Violence 5K. It's an effort by his friends and people who are outraged at these types of life-altering violence and want to do something as well as stand up for the community to denounce violence. It's going to start at the Lakewood United Church at 2443 Abrams Road.
Good.
Yeah.
Let me just point this out. If anybody is putting together a benefit show, then contact me, because I've been contacted by Jim Sewer, who is on the road right now.
Uh-huh.
And he has been made aware of this. It seems that he and David Cunniff are friends and have been for really just about all their lives, it sounds like.
Mm-hmm.
And he told me or he asked me to let anyone who is putting together a benefit show know that they will play.
Excellent.
So.
Excellent. And like I said, this is the first of many things going to be done for this guy because,
right.
You know, he doesn't have insurance, 44-year-old father of two.
He was self-employed, right?
Yeah, he was a contractor.
Yeah.
And very well known. I mean, I've run into dozens of people who have known this guy. I mean, he's kind of a Lakewood staple down there. And, you know, he went to Woodrow and has lived in that area forever. So, you know, the community's kind of standing up for him right now. So September the 2nd at 7 p.m., register at Legal Grounds, $20. All proceeds go to David Cunniff. And I will be there. I will run in that for sure. No question about it. All right, now back to Deep Ellum. What the hell is going on down there? And is it, I mean, are they at the point now where they are borderline toward, I mean, I've cut back. I've gotten older, and obviously I'm not that interested in going down there anymore. But, I mean, is it to the point now where the 20-somethings aren't going to go down there and where all girls are going to fear going down there, period?
Yes, because they allowed the thugs to take it over. They allowed the low lives, the people that are just looking for trouble, that are just criminals, they allowed them to take it over and get a stronghold in there. And the only way that they're gonna, the only way that they're gonna take it back is to go in there and start busting everybody for everything. Just go in there and clean it up. And they're gonna have to show them who's boss,
which ain't gonna happen.
What the hell is the deal with this, like, cruising up and down the streets and stuff? People don't even get out of their cars. It's like cruising Cooper and crap.
Well, it's real easy to stop that. You close the streets off, and they can't do that.
That's what I wish they would do, is just have Elm and Main completely shut off from Good Latimer to Hall, to where you, you have well-lit parking around those areas with police stationed on every corner, and let people just walk, and you can walk around and have a good time, just like Ybor City or, you know, places, or 6th Street, where they just shut it off and people walk around.
Yeah, you can't
drive.
Have
any problems.
If we had any kind of leadership in the city, they would recognize this as a viable tourist place and something of civic pride, you know, where people can go and be entertained and have a good time, and they wouldn't allow this to happen. But as long as you have the misguided souls running this city, then they're just going to allow it to go away. And like you said, Corby, you know, young people are going to fear going there. So
and they're done.
And when people stop going there, that means they stop spending money. And when they stop spending money, that means that businesses go out and the criminals win.
You know, it's not like it's the greatest of neighborhoods down there. I mean, it's right on the cusp of some crappy areas as far as Dallas is concerned. It's not like it's right in the middle of SMU or something like that. But still, I don't remember any of this going on.
Well, you know what? When they,
7 years ago, 5 years ago.
You know, once upon a time, the St. Thomas area wasn't very good either.
That's true.
But they went in there, they cleaned it up, they kicked the low lives out, and now look how McKinney Avenue is thriving now.
Yeah.
Because you don't allow low lives to take things over.
And boy, it's amazing how successful that West Village is, the Knox Henderson little area over there.
And Ron, you can probably remember when that was a cutthroat area 15 years ago.
Oh yeah.
But look at it now. That's because you had people down there, you had organizers, you had developers that took it upon themselves to clean it up. And all you got to do is stand up to gangsters and low lives. They'll go away eventually. They'll eventually go away.
Well, another thing is, though, that, you know, a lot of the time these things are just cyclical. And, you know, Deep Ellum has been around for a long time now. I think part of the fact is that, you know, most of those who are interested in going down there have been down there. It's kind of become passé.
Okay, then how do you explain 6th Street in Austin? It's been there for decades.
How do you explain Lower Greenville? That ain't going away.
For decades.
Yeah, but is Lower Greenville what it once was?
Yes. I think Lower Greenville is...
In Austin, 6th Street's about all there is.
Well, 6th and 4th and I mean, that whole area.
The downtown area is great.
They decided that 6th Street could be a destination for people. And they cleaned it up, and they don't put up with any nonsense.
It's really well lit. There's cops everywhere. You have to park outside of the street areas.
But then again, you're talking about city government that cares about their city. And you're talking about a city government with a little bit of vision. this is city government that's allowing Arlington to steal the most prized possession of this city, the Cowboys.
Why is that the case? Why is it that Lemon and McKinney can be thriving like they like it is in all the neighborhoods over on Thomas Avenue, but they can't clean up Deep Ellum and revitalize that?
I don't know. I think
why is that neglected?
You know, Reiner may be right that it's just kind of it's the place for thugs to go to be right now. You know,
there's
I mean,
so many great places down there, though.
You come out. Yeah, there are a lot of great places down there, but the fact is, for a lot of people, it's kind of seen its day. A lot of people have been there and done it. It's kind of passe. They go to these other places now.
Yeah, I think that's true as well, but...
But you still don't allow the criminal element to take over, Ron.
No.
And you know what? You get enough cops down there, you see these ne'er-do-wells walking around, and you just bust them.
Yeah, but for what? I mean, it's hard to do that.
You know what? For anything.
Jaywalking?
Yeah. Yeah. And sooner or later, they won't go around there. Because you find, if you start pulling these guys over, those lowlifes down there, you're going to find dope on them. You're going to find a weapon. You're going to find something.
Well, because apparently, for one reason or another, that just can't happen.
Because they're all up to, they go down there. You know, just like the guy that beat up David. He went down there to cause trouble. That's why he went down there. And all that does is screw it up for everybody else. You start busting these people, and sooner or later, in their little criminal fraternity, the word's going to get around, oh, man, don't go to Deep Elm. They'll bust you for anything down there, and they'll go somewhere else.
And I love going down to the Gypsy Tea Room. You know,
I like going to Trees. I like going to Dada.
Yeah,
all those places.
Yeah, once
good
every
to eat.
Month or once every other month or something like that. But I don't like going down there now.
You don't want to go down there now knowing that you're going to go there, you're going to have a good time, and you might be shot going to your car.
Yeah, leaving.
Or just beaten up for no reason.
One of my favorite restaurants, Monica's, is down there. That and the All Good Cafe. I mean, there's tons of really good stuff to do and great live music venues, but, man, it seems like it's just getting worse.
It is. Two violent crimes every month for the past 6 months. Two a month. That's a ton for just one little isolated area. Violent crimes. Not just, you know, hey, give me your wallet. We're talking about people getting stabbed, shot, beaten to death, paralyzed. And two deaths. I mean, it's really bad down there right now. I don't know what they're going to have to do to clean up the image. You may be right, Grego. Just yanking people to the side randomly and saying,
yeah,
all right,
and
what do you got?
Saying, what do you got? What are you doing? Why are you down here? Let me see your ID. Oh, you don't have an ID? Okay, we're going to run you in.
And what if that turns it into a ghost town, though? What if that's all you got down there now?
I don't think you will.
No.
I think that there's enough people. You know, there's a lot of people. You play down there with your band. There's a lot of people that want to go down there and see you play. You might want to go down there and see a band play.
Club Dada right now and in the fall.
You're not going to go down there, Ryan, if you think you're going to get shot or stabbed or beaten up.
Yeah, I know.
And sooner or later, those people will go away, and the people like you and me and Corby, you'll start frequenting again. But you're not going to go down there now because you don't have to. You can go other places. You just can't let... That's just what... I've seen that happen in nightclubs a lot, where you just let rednecks and thugs take over to where people didn't, you know, that happened to one club I was at, but there was always fights there because they allowed a bunch of low-life rednecks to go in there, and they ran everybody off. Nobody wanted to go in there. You might be having a good time. Next thing you know, an errant beer bottle knocks you out. And so it completely ruined this club.
Well, one thing that's being done, mention this again, is the benefit, the race for David Cunniff. $20, register at Legal Grounds, 2015 Abrams. It's a 5K. Yeah, you can get all the details there at Legal Grounds. It's a 5K, 7 p.m., September the 2nd.
And Legal Grounds sells what?
Coffee.
Coffee. All right, very good. That is Community Quick Hits for today. The Ranch Report with Mickey Spagnola is next.